6 minutes to nine on Racing Pulse. It has not been a picnic for the picnics at all, the start of the season, with so many washouts and not great news with a Christmas crowd expected at Balnarring on Saturday. And they've had to pull the plug. Brendan Fraser is the president and he must be extremely frustrated. How are you, Brendan?
Morning, Matt. I'm well. I wish this call was in better circumstances, but it is what it is, unfortunately.
Yeah, so, look, there was weather a couple of years ago. It's the picnic tracks never seem to get a completely clear run, and the latest one is obviously related to the foul weather we've had lately. It was a bit touch and go early in the week, but a track inspection put a line through it a couple of days ago?
Yeah, we had a track inspection on Monday, and it was a bit dicey at that point. And I guess the way we were looking with the forecast was positive. However, we couldn't afford any more rain on the track. And then Monday night, early Tuesday morning, it was quite the downpour. It was only 7 mil, but it was enough, which was effectively the nail in the coffin on the parade.
So the salvage job has been that Terrelgan... I noticed a tweet from a New South Wales trainer yesterday that the frustration up there is when they lose a picnic meeting, they don't have a salvage plan. They don't usually go somewhere else. But we started to do that a little bit with Woolamai to play catch up. Went to the Ballarat synthetic, and the participants are still going to have a venue on Saturday, but it's down the road a bit.
Yeah, very fortunate that there's some forward thinking in that respect, and. Again, in not the best circumstances, but at least for participants that have had these horses ready to go for some time now, that there is an option. So I'm glad we can send them down the road to Terrelgan, and Frank and his team can put on a good show there, hopefully.
So how did the arrangement come about? Did Terrelgan sort of make the offer, or did Balnarring seek out a solution?
I think they made themselves available, and I guess we're more than happy for them to accommodate, and particularly once stewards put a line through our track, then it was, I guess, happy to pass the baton in some respects. But disappointing. I think I used the word devastating yesterday. That's probably the wrong word, but really disappointing and frustrating on our part. But we wish them all the best. And, the really frustrating thing is on Saturday, I think it's 26 degrees here. So, quite sobering, but... I'd nearly
go with devastating. Because Balnarring is the venue that seems to attract the biggest crowds. Australia Day is enormous. What had you expected on Saturday, and how costly will this be?
The club will take a fair hit this time around. We obviously lost our first meeting on November 5. I guess we could absorb that. This meeting's emerged over the last couple of years as our biggest meeting, our signature meeting with Christmas parties and what have you. Obviously, the Australia Day, the Balnarring Cup meet, moves around based on what day of the week it falls in. But, we would have had, give or take, 5,000 there. I think we'd sold 30 marquees. All our picnic tables and sectioned-off areas were sold out, and general admin tickets were coming in thick and fast. So it's really disappointing, and in some sense we feel like we've ruined Christmas for a few. We had one marquee for 300
people. You don't feel like a Grinch, do you?
In some ways, yeah. The bearer of bad news, unfortunately. But
For those who haven't, and people get sick of me talking about the picnics, but for people who haven't grasped how important the picnics are for engagement, the 5,000 people you would have expected on Saturday, they didn't get that for the Jericho Cup. They got 4,000 more for the Zipping Classic meeting, and your Australia Day meeting will get, or has been known over the years, to get up to 13,000 or 14,000. That is the engagement level that these picnic meetings can have.
Yeah, it's such a great product and caters for all ages, I guess. There's something there for everyone. It's quite a relaxed approach to it all. The grounds at Emu Plains Reserve are amazing. And it's a real family-friendly atmosphere. We're super excited for the next four meets, but really disappointed to lose these couple. And just a great, as you say, a level engagement for all parties, really, from racing participants, trainers, jockeys, what have you, to the general punter.
Give us your... the four remaining, have you been able to take another date as well to compensate for lost dates, or are you left with four more that was your original allocation?
Yeah, just at this stage it will be the four. So the next one's on the 15th of Jan.
Jan 15,
then
yeah.
Australia Day. And then in March and April with the Labor Day long weekend, and then Easter Saturday.
Well, hopefully the crowds, particularly the ones down there on the peninsula who have missed out, will really rally for the remaining meetings on January 15, January 26, and then March and April as well to round off the season. Bad luck, mate. Will you be going along to Traralgon?
Yeah, well, there's a crew going along to support them, so we obviously... Everyone was made available for this weekend and over the course of the week. So we'll try and head along and support and do our best in the interest of racing and picnic racing in general. So onwards and upwards.
Going to have a chat to Maddie Morris in about 20 minutes about her comeback to the picnics. And she's got a few other stokes in the fire as well. And one of the greatest memories I've ever had of a picnic meeting was when Maddie Morris rode a Swagger Winners in front of a massive crowd at Balnarring a couple of years ago, was showered in champagne with an oversized champagne bottle with a group of blokes from a Bucks party, and one of them was wearing a beautiful summer dress, a bloke in a beard. So there you go. That sums fantastic. Up the mood.
Fantastic. Well, that's the level of engagement that you talk about. So.
Absolutely. All right, mate. Well, we'll see you on January 15.
Until then, thanks for your time.
Brendan Fraser, the devastated president of Balnarring.